This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. Mental health issues are common for veterans, whether it's PTSD, depression, or addiction issues. The VA and other organizations provide support services around southeastern Wisconsin.
Vets Place Central is one of those organizations. They provide housing and other support for formerly homeless vets on Milwaukee's west side. For over 10 years, they've had an organic therapy garden for vets to tend to during the growing season. The concept is gardening as therapy.
WUWM's Mayon Silver takes us there and introduces us to some of the veterans at work in the garden.
There's not a cloud in the sky on a recent Saturday morning at the organic therapy garden off 33rd and Wells. It's around 9 a.m., and veterans are starting to shuffle in. One veteran pulls out the lawnmower. Others start to haul out tools. There are 14 garden beds set up for the veterans. Each vet has decided what to plant in his bed and cares for it throughout the summer. Dr. Charles Allen is here today. He does not live at Vets Place Central, but he's a professor, veteran, and self-described avid member of VUX, Veterans United for Community Service.
I'm Charles Allen, Dr. Allen. PTSD presents itself in many, many forms, and sometimes it takes years for it to surface. A veteran may appear to be coping very well, but underneath, when you start taking off some of the layers of this onion, you know, veterans, particularly combat veterans, in my opinion, all of them will suffer some degree of PTSD, in my opinion.
And at one point did you get involved in this garden?
Oh, I physically have not gotten involved in this garden per se. However, I'm very, very big on this garden because it serves as a very, very important piece to making that veteran whole. I think it's absolutely just awesome to have a veteran be responsible for and nurturing a garden. I really think and feel that as they nurture these gardens, they in themselves are being nurtured as well.
Hi, I'm Bernie Grosso. In my plot, I have tomatoes, green peppers, yellow bell peppers, jalapeno peppers, cayenne peppers, and some onion.
What do you do with those cayenne peppers?
Well, everything I have in my plot, I also work in the kitchen here on Sundays and Mondays, so everything I harvest, I'm going to be cooking in the kitchen.
Wow. Is this your first time gardening?
I gardened in a house that I had before, but my first time here in a project, right?
Did everybody get to pick what they planted?
For the most part, yes. But it had to be something that had, you know, it couldn't just be something that didn't need any care. You couldn't put a plot of corn in. You had to get plants that you have to care for.
What do you think you're going to cook? Like, what are some of your ideas for things to cook?
Oh, with all my peppers and everything, I'm going to make fresh pico de gallo and stuff for when we have tacos and salsa. And the tomatoes we'll use for spaghetti sauce or chili or...
And have you done it yet, or you're still waiting for the crops?
No, we're waiting for the harvest, so it won't be till like August or early September.
How does it make you feel coming out here?
Oh, I love it. It's nice. It's peaceful. I get to hang out with my brothers. You know, it's just all the distractions go away. We're just here growing, and it's all nature for us.
Jeff Schreider. I've always enjoyed gardening, getting out in the yard or a friend's yard or wherever, and getting on your knees and you know, mixing up the dirt and so forth. I've always felt it to be very relaxing, therapeutic, if you will. I've always enjoyed it.
Nice. So you did it before you worked at the organic garden here?
Yes. And I'm the only one with a lot of flowers. People, you know, think, oh, that's not a manly thing, flowers. But, you know, I think that's a ridiculous notion. If you can't enjoy flowers, the colors of nature, then... I mean, I just think that's old thinking, you know. Flowers are not masculine, you know.
Oh, flowers are for everybody.
You know it. Yes. They're beautiful.
But are you still a vegetable fan? I see you have some vegetables there.
Those are just for show. To please the powers that be.
So, like, Are you one of those people where you were a kid, you wouldn't eat your vegetables?
You know, what kid enjoys vegetables? But now, you know, I realize the health benefit of a vegetarian diet. I wish I could convert.
My name is Alex Benitez.
What are some of the issues that are on the minds of the guys around here?
It's a lot of issues. Guys here, they come to Vets Place Central. Some have alcohol issues, depression issues, mental issues, drug issues, homelessness. And this place has counselors, the VA, and they want to get back on their feet. You know, they want to lead a positive life. And this is helpful right here, the Garden Project. I mean, everybody here, when we all leave here, it's kind of different. Because during the week, you know, we're just thinking of, you know, what's going to happen. Okay, is my case going to come through? My HUDVASH, you know, my housing, you know. So, you know, they worry about things like that because, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of programs out there for veterans, but it's just, it starts to get to you, you know, and the mental. But this place, the Garden Project, just helps out. Running your fingers through the dirt, something to do with the nutrients, God's medicine right there. And you start rubbing your hands through there, you start feeling different. You know, it gets your mind off everything.
Have you ever gardened before?
No, I haven't. This is actually my second year. I did it last year, and I had this whole plot right here. So from something this size to something of this size, so much easier.
What was it like eating the stuff that you got last year?
Awesome. It tastes a lot different than the store-bought items. You can just taste the difference. The kale, we can eat it right off the plant right now. If you want one, I'll get you one and just wash it off and eat it.
It might be a little early for kale for me. Although I love kale. So tell me about the actual act of gardening. What does it do for you?
It's something to do with nutrients in the dirt. Just runs through your body and you just feel good about it. I mean, nature. God's medicine right here, right under our fingers.
Now, what about the fact that you're a veteran, correct?
Yes.
And you've been through training at least, and
yes,
potentially combat, maybe not, either way. But how does this help you deal with those things?
It gets your mind off things. You know, you're at ease. You know, it's just peaceful. You know, you don't think about your life, you know, what happened, the past. You know, you're just with one right there, you know, and just growing something that's going to help others. And
so you're thinking about the present. You're very...
Yes.
My name is Alfonso Dunaway. PTSD, depression, schizophrenic mentalities, anything that's dealing with the mind, especially in a negative sense, can this help? And it does. It does help. It gives the men an out. It gives them something to care about, something that they can come over and they don't have to worry about it talking back to them. The only way it talks back is when it's growing. And so it's an outstanding program. It gives us a power to be a part of God's creation, to see and help enhance something.
For Lake Effect, I'm Mayan Silver.
You can see photos of the Organic Therapy Garden at Vets Place Central at wuwm.com.